In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Blessings and curses. We probably wouldn't mind if it was just blessings this morning, but those curses, those woes, they can make us a little uneasy. And boy, there's a lot of it this morning in our readings. In Jeremiah, in the Psalms, in the Gospel. Jeremiah says, "Cursed are those who trust in humanity and in humanity's strength, but blessed are those who trust in God." The Psalm basically says the same thing, right? Trust in God, watch God's way, pay attention to God's law. You will be like a tree planted by streams of living water, bearing fruit, having what you need, even when the rain does not fall. You will be nourished and sustained, but it's not so with the wicked. They're like that houseplant that you leave in your guest room and you forget about for 2 or 3 months and you come across it and it's all desiccated and dried up and the leaves just literally disintegrate when you touch it. Is that only me or has anybody else here ever experienced that? It's not exactly what the psalm says, but you catch the drift of the psalmist. Blessed. Woe. Similarly, Jesus finds himself on a flat plain this morning, and he starts talking in a way that's similar to Jeremiah, similar to the psalm. I mean, it's a little different, right? He starts with a huge crowd of people coming together, and Jesus starts healing and blessing and teaching. He doesn't check in with people about where they stand on the woe or the blessing side of things. He just blesses folks. But then before you know it, he looks at just his disciples and he says those words, "Blessed are the poor. Blessed are those who are hungry. Blessed are those who weep. Blessed are you when you are cursed and reviled, just like your ancestors." And then he goes on to say what I find to be the hardest part. "But woe to you who are rich. Woe to you who are full. Woe to you who laugh." Yikes. "Woe to you when people speak well of you." That always makes me nervous if y'all say anything positive about my sermons. Woe to you. Good job. I was looking for a laugh there. All right. I mean, really, it's confusing. I understand. And I bet you can understand, too, the idea of blessing and goodness coming in looking to God and not to other people, right? I mean, do you ever make mistakes? Do you ever try to do things and they don't work out the way you want them? Paula does and I do, and it looks like Peter does. All right, so some of us have experienced this. And so if I just trust in myself, I know that things will fall apart. And similarly, have you ever had anybody disappoint you in life? Nervous laughter fills the room. Yeah, right? So we know if we trust in ourselves or we trust in other people, there are going to be disappointments. So when Jeremiah or the psalmist says, "Blessed are those who trust in the Lord rather than in humans," I get it. But Jesus, I mean, how? How in the world could he say, "Blessed are you who are hungry"? I mean, think about being a parent and looking at your child and knowing you have nothing to feed them. What's the blessing in that? Or think about being just racked by grief and by loss. What's the blessing in that? Or think about being poor, sleeping outside on the riverbank in Springfield, when the temperature is 5 degrees. Blessed are you? I mean, this is confusing stuff. It's hard to understand. Yeah, I get it. I get that I shouldn't trust in myself and I shouldn't trust in others. But where is the blessing in that kind of poverty, in that kind of suffering, in that kind of distress? And so as I listened to Jesus' words this week, and I tried to figure out what in the world to say to you about that, I decided that I had to go camping. Do you ever find that sometimes when you're not sure what to do, you kind of have to go off and get away? Well, I didn't literally go camping, but I did think about a time that I went camping with my father-in-law and with my wife, with family. We headed down to the Smoky Mountains. And you've heard me talk about those trips before. You've heard about our backpacking trips of backpacking in diapers and backpacking out diapers. You've heard about me forgetting parts of the camping stove. You've heard those stories. This was not one of those stories. No, the weather was not exactly ideal. We knew it would rain. And so we went car camping to a little campground that's kind of in the off the beaten path, where we knew at the very least we'd have access to the car as it rained. And we got the tent set up, and it worked. No woes yet. You know, the sleeping bags didn't get wet at night. No woes yet. Has anybody here ever gone camping in the rain for a few days? Yeah, I don't know about you, but I do not find it to be the most fun. I kind of like, you know, hiking, walking, being outside next to the stream, enjoying the beauty of the place. It's especially unpleasant when your Gore-Tex jacket no longer works and it actually just wicks the water right onto your body so that your whole body is kind of pruned. It's not very pleasant. And so while we had a dry and comfortable place to sleep, that's about all we had. But right next to us, there was this other site. I've actually mentioned it before. These other people who were car camping, and they knew how to car camp. They had a van, and they'd unplug the battery from the van so they could have all the doors open and the back hatch was open. And they had this big old tarp from the back of the van going up to a tree, and they had another tarp covering their table, and they had French press coffee. Thank you. Yeah, it was wonderful. And over the course of the days that we were stuck in the rain, as the creeks would fill and as there was water everywhere, we spent time with the people next door. We talked to them and we played some games and we shared and we learned about common faith and we prayed together and we sang together. And I swear to you, it was one of the most beautiful experiences I've ever had. It certainly is the best rainy camping experience I've ever had. And here's what I realized. If it hadn't been raining, if it hadn't been miserable, if things hadn't not worked out, if we'd been blessed with perfect weather, the grace and the goodness of that time never would have happened. Because I promise, I never would have talked to them. I never would have gone over to their site. I never would have entered into a relationship with those people. I would have done what I do when I camp. Go hiking. Be with family. Enjoy my own fire. But it took the rain. See, here's the interesting thing about God. And you notice this in the reading of Jesus and the Sermon on the Plain. He does not start by checking with every person who has come out to hear from him to find out, are you mourning? Are you hungry? Are you crying? And then he blesses people. No. Jesus just blesses people. That is the nature of God. The nature of God is love. But the nature of humanity is a little different, isn't it? When we think we have it all together, when the sun is out and the camping is perfect, why would we ever need to look outside of our comfort zone? Why would we ever need anyone else? When I think I can do it all on my own and everything is perfect, why would I need God? It often takes the tear. It often takes hunger. It often takes poverty. It often takes pain for us to be willing to look somewhere else. There is no blessing in being hungry. There's no blessing in being sick. There's no blessing in mourning. But God uses even those places to open our eyes and open our hearts. God is ready. Today. Every day. To bless. To be with you. To speak through electronic devices in the back of the church that my child is using. God's ready. God is ready. And I want to tell you honestly, that's part of the reason I'm so excited about what we are going to try to do here in the season of Lent. In the season of Lent this year, we are going to try to walk the way of love. We are going to try to stop in the midst of everyday life when things are going well or things might not be going well for you and gather with other fellow Christians and think about Jesus and think about how we might learn from Jesus. You're going to hear more about this at the announcements. That's why there's a large screen to my left right now. But you've already heard bits and pieces of this at the annual meeting last week when we mentioned Vestry working on this small group program. I'm excited because God doesn't need for us to suffer, for us to grow closer. God uses that. But God is ready right now. So my friends, I tell you, Jesus is calling. Jesus is ready to offer blessing, to offer hope, to offer us depth and new ways of being. Open yourself to that. Walk in the way of love. Find the goodness of trusting in God. Amen.